John Taylor is with us from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And Apple is a bellwether, John.
It is. And in fact, they report earnings this afternoon after the market closes, and that's the focus of the world. In fact, if you happen to watch TV today on one of the financial networks, all day long there'll be a series of talking heads. Everyone's got an opinion about what those earnings are going to look like. Of course, you know, Apple's been in a free fall from over $700 a share down below $400, and so we'll see what happens. But we got a lot of earnings out this morning, and I just picked a few that I think gives us some insight into what's happening in the world. Probably the biggest surprise came in yesterday afternoon after the market closed. It was Netflix. Netflix numbers were so good that the stock is up almost 25% this morning before the market opens. And yet, they really only made $2.7 million profit for the quarter. Not much of a profit. Walmart makes more than that in a nanosecond, I think. But they did add 2 million U.S. subscribers and 1 million international subscribers. And here's the exciting part. Now, I don't know why anybody would want to do this, but they introduced a new plan, a four-stream plan for $11.99 a month that lets you stream four movies at the same time. I don't know how you do that exactly, but anyway, the market's excited about that. DuPont reporting numbers this morning, their first quarter profit more than doubled, and it's primarily because of last year's drought that what's really making a lot of money is their agricultural unit, seeds and other things preceding the spring planting season, and they reported a profit of $3.35 billion. That's more than double of the $1.5 billion they made the same quarter last year. Rent-A-Center, I picked this one because it tells us what's happening to the consumer. Of course, this is the company that rents furniture and TVs and washing machines and et cetera. Well, their number's not so hot. Same-store sales down over 4%. Their net was down over 11%. And they're blaming it once again, we've heard this before, on the delayed issuance of federal income tax refunds, rising fuel prices, and then higher payroll tax because of the expiration of the 2% drop in the Social Security tax. They say that it's looking some better, but we've heard this before from other retailers. Now, here's the other end of the spectrum. This is Coach. Of course, they're the people who make and sell upscale leather products. They're actually raising their dividend. Their stock's up almost 10% pre-market because they're reporting a 7% rise in revenue. And once again, numbers looking very good for them. And here's one with kind of a little bit of a local flavor, Ingersoll Rand. You may not recognize that name, except they're the parent company of Trane. Of course, they have a facility here. And Ingersoll Rand's an interesting company. It used to be headquartered in New Jersey. Then for tax reasons, they moved their headquarters a number of years ago to Bermuda. And then a few years ago, they moved it to Ireland. So this is a Dublin, Ireland-based company. But they not only own Trane, they also own Thermo King. They reported a 7% decline in earnings. Why? Well, they say it's because of weak demand for commercial heating and cooling systems and industrial products, which unfortunately is exactly what they make here in Fort Smith. And lastly, if you're Mike Duke, you're smiling. He's the CEO of Walmart. He made $20.7 million profit last year, total compensation up 14%. Now, 13.6% of that was from stock awards, and even though the stock is trading it's been trading at all-time highs, companies had improved results and they've raised the dividend. There are people that are unhappy with his compensation. But if I was a stockholder, I'd probably be saying, Mr. Duke, thank you. Go ahead and cash your $20 million check.
Well, he's making that 2.7 in a nanosecond, John.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach.